Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is the perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life there's no surrender, and there's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through. We are the ones who will never be broke. Final breath, we'll fight to the death. We are soldiers, we are soldiers.
Conversation and part of the Patriots Journalist Network. You can find Bard's Logic and the Patriots Journalist Network in multiple ways. One is through Blog Talk Radio, and also another way is through a Facebook app. If you are a Facebook user, from Newt Now, just go into the search engine and put in Newt Now with one word, NEWTNOW. And you'll also find other shows such as Charlotte Dively's Pray USA, and you will also find Mark Prasik's live video chat, and this show, and you will see Samuel Samford's show, Then you'll also find links to get to the Tex and Rex show. Now, normally I would say what times these shows come on. They're all Eastern times, but this week they have been flexible. And also next week, the normal time of this show of 8 to 10 p.m. is changing to probably 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Now, today for me is a really sad day because I do not any longer believe I can be a part of the Republican Party. And I've been a Republican since I was 10 years old, so that would make it 31 years for me. But as you see in the picture on the homepage of Bard's Logic Political Talk, you will see what I think is the death of the Republican Party, thus the tombstone with the dates on it, in RIP GOP. But tonight we're going to have live coverage from Tampa when Samuel Sanford and Rex and Tex call in later on this evening. And we will have updates of the day's events and up-to-the-minute developments from Tampa for the 2012 Republican Convention. And, of course, we'll have commentary, debate, and analysis, which you will not hear from the mainstream media or the so-called conservative media. And also, we will be discussing tonight possibilities of where do we go next after things turned out the way in which they did in the at the convention today. Well, I have a caller who has been on hold, and I really appreciate this gentleman's input to all the shows, not just Bard's Logic Political Talk, but also Samuel Sanford's show, 1 Million March Patriots March to Tampa, for a broker convention, and also the Tex and Rex show, and even more recently, we've also seen him on the Mark Prasik's live video chat. So without further ado, I will let in who I believe is Chris. Chris, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Chris. I really appreciate your diligence and your your patriotism in coming into these shows.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
You tired? You sound tired, my friend.
I am. I'm drained both physically and intellectually. And you know, I would even have to admit, even and maybe in some ways, there's some emotion involved as well. Opening up the show, which is conceding that it's been a sad day for me. I've been Republican since I was 10. I remember watching the Reagan convention back in 1980 and just was totally enamored with the whole process. And I believe that process has been hijacked by the elite establishment rhino wing, the moderate wing, if not liberal wing, of the Republican Party. And
some
that
kind of wing.
And I can no longer be a part of that, be a part of a party that does what it will do to its delegates, what it will do to its electorate, and what it will do to the American people. I can no longer stand at the sun says shoulder to shoulder with them.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I'm a little older than you, so I've seen it coming longer, so maybe I'm a little more prepared.
Have you heard anything, any more details on some things since we last talked on either Mark Prasik's show or the Rex and Tex special edition?
You lost me.
What just any updates, perhaps, if there's a list of delegates who, and which candidate they voted for, if that's out, and probably not yet, but when that might be out?
I've been trying to jump back and forth. I actually, a couple things happened. One was adding a bunch of new people as people, are shifting you know, because obviously we're going to have that same scenario like we did when Newt suspended. Then we're going to have, you know, everybody started, you know, got to get behind Romney. You know, that whole dynamics and all the people that have been hovering in the ground pretending like they're conservatives, but they're not really conservatives, mm-hmm. and, you know, going to start sucking people out of groups and going for the weak and, you know, and the fearful. So I added a bunch of new people, so I've been kind of busy there. I've been jumping back and forth on the poll sites to see, you know, if they've calmed down enough to, to get any solid information out of. They're still pretty wild. I guarantee you they are PO'd.
Yeah, and if any of them like to call in tonight or, you know, come into the chat, of course, they're more than welcome.
I'm behind. I apologize. Trying to get everything done at once. You know how that is. And I'm adding it to about 5 or 6 poll sites to see if we can pull them in.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great. Let them speak their mind, and because we got to, you know, where are we planning on moving forward? Possibly where the poll folks are planning on moving forward, and if we can have a dialogue on how we can get together to, while I don't think it's possible to take over the party, but perhaps get multiple ones, you know, get some of the multiple. You know, smaller parties to get together in common cause for conservatism, libertarian. You know, those who supported the different candidates, such as Newt Gingrich or Ron Paul or, you know, Sarah Palin, West, you know, in the different parties we have, you see out there, the Libertarian Party, conservative parties, the Constitutional parties, Transformation parties. You know, there's a way to get the folks from all those different parties to have a coalition under, you know, some tenets that we all can agree on, because we're going to need something like a Tea Party, but something that I think needs to be larger, even more effective, and especially an effective of vetting candidates than the Tea Party.
Well, you know, I have a question, because as I'm bouncing around today. And I don't understand it, because there's a couple groups that I've been part of for a long time, and well, not a long time, you know, I'm new to politics, but, you know, since this primary and partway through the primary, that are some great people, great new groups, things like that. My group is a little bit different, because I am an open forum, and I do want people that have supported other candidates to join, and let's talk and let's iron out our differences and put our sword down and let's find out what's BS that we've heard about each other, because there is a lot of BS in politics, you know, in terms of Paul's this and Paul's that and Newt's this and Newt's that, you know, and Palin's this and Palin's that. And for any of us who've ever spend any time doing the research, especially guys like you and me who have researched, you know, you get past the BS, you start realizing it is BS. Somebody's using that as a marketing technique to make us hate somebody else. And I want to get past that, because we've had this discussion now for even coming into this convention as a reality, you know, that we have got to get together, because if we don't, you know, the split between Newton, you know, I mean, the whole Bachman, Palin, Kane, Paul, you know, that split. We won. Conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists won. Problem is, we didn't win together, so we gave it to Romney. You know, and that right there should be a wake-up call. And where I'm leading with that, with what I was just saying, was I've had a lot of people leave my group because I want to have a discussion about Paul, or bring some people in and have discussions and let's, you know, work this out and win. And I got people, you know, good, loyal people I've known this whole dang primary, you know, getting all PO'd and leaving because we want to unify and win, and because it's Paul. And I'm like, give me a break. You know, we got to get past this. It's immature. It's almost bigoted, you know. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel with some of it, because I have this mindset that the way I think, and I know you're the same way, that's why we get along, is that I don't know it all. And that's one thing I've learned about life. And a lot of times, things I thought I knew, as I got older and a little more mature, I realized I was full of crap. you know, and I needed to make some changes and adjustments to how I viewed the world or viewed people or viewed a race or viewed a culture. You know what I'm saying? And we're kind of at a point where you're not helping. Oh, and I don't know, maybe they're Romney people, and that's their goal, is to keep the dissension going. I have no idea, but it surprises me, some of the people I've seen being so negative about what you and I and Rex and Tex and Sammy have been talking about. And that's putting down our swords long enough to figure out the truth about each other.
Right, and I've actually had someone who was a normal visitor to the show, and I was promoting the show tonight, and you know, the person asked me, they said, "So, Robert, are you now going to support Romney? Now put your support behind Romney?" And it was a genuine, honest question. I didn't hear any. Well, of course, it was in typing, so you really can't hear anything. But you know what I mean. Which is one of the, you know, negatives of you know text and things of that, messaging, is you can't really hear voice inflection to know if there's any sarcasm
right.
involved. But I didn't get that feeling. I think it was a genuine question. And I said, no. I said, I do not plan. And so the person just told me, said, well, then I can't come to your show. And I said, okay, yeah, it's fine. It's all right. I mean, you know, and one thing I've said since the very beginning is that, you know, I understand where people feel, where they'll have to vote their conscience. And I respect that, and I respect whatever decision they decide to make on who they're going to vote for. However, the only thing I ask in return is for people.
You broke up.
Robert.
Sorry, I'm here. My face has a tendency to hit the mute button, and that's what happens. And so, hey, this is an organic show, folks. This is what happens on Blog Talk
Radio. As long as you ain't drooling on your headset.
No drool tonight. That might be after I pound the, you know, I'm just kidding. But seriously, though, I don't know where it got cut off, but it was a genuine question, and on whether, I was going to put my support behind Romney. And I've had some people who, of course, because I do have a show, and you know, it's getting definitely a larger listener base. I was checking out, you know, because all Blog Talk Radio hosts check their status, you know, or they're popular in their different category. And at least as of this morning, and of course this changes. I mean, the status of where you are in popular shows on Blog Talk Radio fluctuates. But at least as of this morning, Bard's Logic Political Talk was number two in popularity of
really?
Cool. Yes, it was. I was on first page, number two. So, and of course, it's not, you know, it's just the information, it's, you know, as much as it is anything else. And the audience, of course, and participation of folks such as yourself, the people who participate in the chat. So, you know, it's the people here, just like how it would be in America. It's the people that make America successful, just like, when the show's successful, it's the people. I was pretty, you know, happy about that, but I digress, is that, so if I had some people ask me, well, are you going to support Romney now, you know, and I'm like, no, I'm not. And they have, people on the show said they can't come to the show, and I understand, it's fine. And I'm sure there's going to be some folks who, after they see the little tombstone that says RIP GOP on the front of the thing, they're going to be like, we're not going to go there. And that's fine, because tonight's show isn't about the people who are going to still follow lockstep with the Republican Party. This show isn't for them tonight. This show is for the people who are like you, like I, like the people in the chat, the people who will be coming in later and listening to the archives. Tonight is for, other than what I talked about in the description, it's also for us to say, hey, look, you know, this is where we can come together, because I think a big part that will be helpful after the blow that we received today is the fellowship that we need to be together and stick together, much like what you're trying to do on your groups. And that's trying to create a fellowship of people to come together, and we still got work to do, and this is a start of a lot of work we got to get done to bring the folks like you're trying to do together to maybe even get a party And who knows who'll be the head or the stars of the party? Maybe persons such as Sarah Palin and Ron Paul and West. And of course Newt. I would love to have Newt come aboard, but he's definitely a party loyalist, so I don't ever see that happening.
Well, you know something. I'm sorry. Sarah was on Mark Levin, and she didn't sound defeated. If anything, she sounded more freaking determined.
Yeah,
she was pretty determined.
Oh, great! Did you get an opportunity to listen to that?
I caught bits and pieces of it because it was after our show earlier, and so I was running around trying to get my life together, and you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you're all that stuff you got to do.
Sure.
And so I heard bits and pieces of it, but she didn't sound deterred to me.
Great, great. Well, we've got another gentleman on the line who I was very glad to hear from, and he is in Tampa, reporting live from Tampa,
cool.
And that is Samuel Samford.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Sam,
hey, Sammy.
And thank you for calling into the show, my friend.
Yeah, I couldn't spend much time with Rex in Texas. I was so
you were all about Tampa. You were all over Tampa, I understand.
And I was down there in Tampa when all this shit went down. Excuse my French.
Well, tonight I think I'm going to tonight I might postpone a little bit. I might tone down the no profanity bar just a little bit tonight. So if people want to say shit or frickin' or something like that. No GD.
Chevrolet.
There you go. You know, shit's fine, ass, son of a bitch is asshole. Yeah, those are fine tonight. I don't want any GDs or anything of that nature. So
yeah. The only good thing today is I saw what's his name? The movie actor, he's been really active in the Tea Party movement. I'm trying to remember his name. But I saw him, then got to see a pretty sight. Kimberly, what's her name, Gorfield, from The Five on Fox News. She came walking by. She said hello. But other than that, it was the most heartbreaking day of my life.
Like that.
I got a short article I want to read that I think will help is just awesome about this, but when you get a chance, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sammy.
I don't want to interrupt you. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt you, Sammy.
I'm going to take a day or two to regroup, but we're going to work on some strategy and see where we need to go next. Because we just can't roll over and give up. We just can't do that. Whether we form a new party or whatever we have to do, I mean, we have to still remain strong, even in the eyes of defeat. We got to come back, and we're going to have to figure that one out. And when people like Silver Tuna sends me an email like I got today and want to rub my nose in it and using all kinds of profanity, that just makes me even more determined.
Well, tell you what, Sammy, I've got an idea for folks who are willing, is if you'd like, Sammy, why don't you go ahead and share in the chat Silver Tuna's or Silverfish's email address, and for those who feel compelled to send Silver Tuna a message. Now, of course, the guy will, go ahead, Sammy.
Now, let's don't do that, because, I mean, we're better than they are.
No, that's true. Well, okay, I'm just making a suggestion.
Yeah, but no, we're better than they are, Robert. We can't lower ourselves to their personal attacks and stuff like that. I mean, all we're going to do is fuel the fire if we keep it up.
Sure, no problem, Sammy. I respect that.
You know what?
I know some people
would
have fun with it, but that's okay. We respect it. I respect your decision.
I'm sorry.
No, I have another caller in. I'm going to keep everyone's mic open, of course, but I do have another caller in, 347. I'm going to open up your mic and tell us what's on your mind. 347. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
hey,
347.
Good evening. How you doing? Sammy, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing okay, Iron Man. It's been a stressful day.
No, it's Ruben. It's not Iron Man.
It's Ruben?
Yep.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, it's Ruben. Oh, hey, Ruben. I'm sorry about
okay.
that. I apologize.
Listen, it's been so rough on you guys. I'm so sorry. I was trying to follow everything you guys were doing. I couldn't get online until after 6 o'clock when I got online. I had a long day myself. And, you know, it's like we all tried. I tried in my little way, and you guys tried to do the right thing the right way. And sometimes it seems to me like the deck was stacked against you. That's what it really seems.
I agree.
And that's why I agree with many of the people we hear in here, such as Chris and then Tex and Rex and Sammy, is that, you know, we really need to get a coalition together of, you know, of the different groups who, you know, in a lot of ways have a lot in common. And so in order to, you know, be on par and defeat the parties, the Democrat and the Republican Party, I think
Amen,
it's going
Robert.
To be important to get those groups together in a common cause to bring America back to where, you know, we once were. America is still the greatest nation on the planet, but it has lost something, and we need to get that back. And
well, I mean, I hate to get all biblical on everyone, but I mean, the Old Testament, and I know the New Testament also, discusses these very issues. These issues have been going on for time immemorial,
yep.
So it's not like this is a new phenomenon. It's just that it's in the last 40 to 50 years, realistically speaking, you know, everyone keeps on talking about this is the election of our lifetimes, the election of our lifetimes. It is only because the recession has deepened so badly, it's unbelievable. And the other thing is that from a political standpoint, we have a president of the United States who's in office who I question his actual, not leadership, of course I question that, but I question his allegiance to America. Forget, I haven't talked about where he's born. I'm talking about, I question his allegiance to America because it seems like he doesn't have his heart in the American spirit like most Republicans do. It seems like he has this desire to transform us into a socialist republic like part of Western Europe is transforming.
Yeah,
you're talking about Romney or Obama?
I'm talking about President Obama. It seems like, and the fact is that unfortunately, any sitting president has so much discretion available to him that when they sign an executive order, there's not that much that can be done. The only thing that can be done at the congressional level is something that Congressman Ileana Rust-Lightning has tried to do many times, and he's in fact found ways around it because she's tried to stop funding on several levels because she chairs the Congressional Foreign Relations Committee in funding, and she has gone to him and said, we're not going to permit this even to get to the floor. But President Obama has found ways to go around her, and that's the distressing part because Congress hasn't gotten together enough to say to the President of the United States, listen, If she's saying no, it's no, and we're not going to, you know, we'll stop war funding, period. You're not going to get another penny from anyone, and that's really what has to happen. This has been a rough day for everyone. It's been an emotionally draining day for a lot of people who would have hoped it would have turned out differently, okay? So you're right. You have to regroup, and you have to figure out what the next steps are going to be because we have respect for the process, even if the other people don't seem to have respect for the process. We have enough respect for the process. We're hoping that it'll work itself out because there are a lot of independent voters out there. There are a lot of crossover Dems out there that we still have to show them that we're still the right way to go.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I want everybody to understand this out there listening. As I've said on my show and Robert's and on Tex and Rex's show, just because Mitt Romney is our nominee does not mean I will vote for him.
I understand that. In some states, you have that option. I don't know of every state. I don't have a breakdown of every state what people's options are when they go to the voting booths. As a protest vote, certainly, and perhaps in your state you have the option, in other states people have the option. The question then becomes, realistically speaking, in my opinion, the question then becomes, if someone else was just mentioning just as I was coming online, if everyone gets together, okay, and just stays together and unified in ideology. Whoever is the president, we have to make sure that they hear that we have a loud voice and that we're not going to allow them to continue with their agenda without our loud voice of rebuttal being heard.
Right. Right.
Well, you guys have put so much into it, it's unbelievable. Your number, you've mentioned several times that you're one of the more popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. You didn't get there by not having a message that drew an audience. Like I said, I'm a marketing person. If someone has 15 people listening to them, it's one thing. When someone has 15,000 people listening to them, there's got to be a reason for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to back off for the show for about 30 minutes. We got a dear friend here visiting, Robert Senior on my show, Cindy Todd.
Oh, yeah.
She's here eating dinner with us, and we're all wrapping
great.
Up. But I'll be back. Give me about 20 or 30 minutes. I don't want to be in
there. I'll
be right back.
Fine, great.
All right, Tammy. Okay, and can I respond to some of the stuff you're saying?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. And you were on last night, right?
Yes.
On Tex and Rex. Okay. So.
Yes, I was.
Or one of our shows. I'm sorry. don't mind me, man. It's 14, 15-hour days. So. Here's a couple things that I think is really important to understand. And we talk about this fight. While you were talking, I posted Ephesians 6:12. That's on the front of my upper, whatever you call that picture at the top of your group. You know, I have never been confused about the battle on this earth. And I when I came into this primary and I saw the things that I saw early on, I knew what kind of war we were in. And so I guess I have a little different response. I don't want to make people feel bad who are having a bad day, but I'm extremely calm. I don't feel any different than I felt yesterday because I always knew that it was a 50-50 chance, if not higher, that, just by the fact that they didn't find a reason to shut the dang convention down today, I figured they got to all the delegates and got them all replaced enough to guarantee him a win. So I was kind of like, okay, what's the next battle? You know, what the war has never changed. You know, this country's been going down this road for a long time, and any of us who study history and politics knows this. And so the war has never changed. It's just this little battle, you know, is over. And so we just continue to roll forward. I think it's interesting when people talk about regrouping. And in all my combat in my life, we didn't spend a lot of time regrouping because we were already thinking about the next move, you know, before we potentially lost or lost ground. And so we were already making that move. And so maybe that's why I'm not quite as defeated as some people are, you know, in terms of the emotional content. And I think it's important to understand that we didn't lose. The Republican Party lost. And it's going to lose a big chunk of people. And I don't know where they're all going to go ahead.
I'm just going to say, yeah, I agree. I think they will.
I mean, I'm on, you know me, I'm on 4 or 5 poll sites and 30-some nude sites and try to keep my, my fingers to the wind, so to speak. Not like Romney, but, you know what Romney reminds me of? You ever seen those little, they're kind of like you have them at car dealerships? They blow up. There you go. Anyway, I regret. Sorry, Robert. Hanging around you too much.
I'd like to offer. This is Paul. Let me offer a little thought around. You know, don't give up. I'm right with you on this, Chris. I posted a little thing in there. As Sarah says, and this is one of the things that kind of keeps us going at times. You know, don't give up. Just reload. And that gets to this note. That gets to this notion of, we didn't lose a war. We just lost a battle, right? And also it gets to this notion of, this is a chess game. This isn't, the players that are thinking that this was the win or this was the end of the game, are playing checkers, right? As we said all along, this is a chess game, and this is. Like one move in the chess game. Yeah, I mean, they may have got a rook or a bishop or something like that, but know, this isn't the end of the game yet, because there are still plenty of good moves to be made that will bring our republic back on course. Right.
And I just want to add this because you said something important that Sarah said, and being that I spent a lot of time in Alaska, you carried multiple guns on you when you were in Brown Bear Country, because when you unloaded, like if you had a bolt action, like a 300 Magnum or 340, whatever your weapon of choice for power was, when you ran out and a charging 1,200-pound Brown Bear was coming up your rear end at 35 miles an hour, you didn't reload. You pulled the next gun. There's a very important strategic point there. Sorry. I just had to throw that in there because, I mean, even with my son, you know, and coming back from Iraq, you know, you didn't always have time to reload. Or if you were reloading, if anybody's ever been in combat, they know that you go, reloading, and your other guys are firing for you. So there isn't that gap time. That's kind of what I was trying to say in my initial dialogue. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, this notion of reload, let me tell a couple of anecdotal things maybe to a little cheer up. With my sons, two of my oldest sons, my second, third son, I've got four sons, when they were preparing to go overseas in 2010 to Iraq and Afghanistan, collectively, there, you know, I was with them as they were loading the bus to go, and I was watching their, you know, their staff sergeants and some of their senior guys talk to them about things, and I walked over to one of them and I said, "Hey, have you taught these guys how to load ammo in a firefight?" And he kind of looked at me weird. I said, "Have you ever been in a firefight?" And he says, "Well, no, sir. You know, I've been overseas twice, but you know, two deployments." I said, "So you've never been in a firefight? Have you showed these guys how to tape magazines together so they can have a 1 second reload?"
"Yep."
"Well, no, sir." And like, and I said, "If you don't teach my son that, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. Excuse me. I'm going to kick your ass when you get home. But I'm not going to do it now because I want you healthy over there." Right?
Yep.
And
I agree.
That's the kind of thing that the inexperienced but ranking people are lacking in this RNC. Is when they're in a firefight, it's not the first move, it's not this move, but you got to be five moves ahead in the chess game, right?
Well,
you have to know you're going to be in a fight, and you have to know whatever the outcome is. You need to know your next two moves.
Yeah, it's the same with hand-to-hand combat. I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And that's the same thing that the RNC, the leadership of the RNC now, was playing full hand on deck everything in this battle. But they're going to lose the war because they've just alienated two-thirds of their constituency, and they don't know it yet. Okay, so here's the other anecdotal thing about, you know, when you're in big brush, big forest, you've got, you know, that brown bear or grizzly bear coming after you, right? Well, if you're standing there with Mitt Romney and you've got one shell in your gun, what do? You shoot him in the foot and run. Think about it.
Yeah. Well,
you don't have to be the fastest guy, just not the slowest guy.
Yeah. Well, some people in chat are all upset that we're talking about combat and they don't understand what we're trying to get at, so whatever.
Well, we talk about the battle of the war for our nation and our heart and soul. And I was just bringing an extra.
No, you're right on. And I know that your analogy and my analogy is very important, and not being in a reactive mode is very important. What is the next move? And we've talked about this. I don't mean to take over your show, Robert. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I mean, it's for you guys to talk, so go ahead.
Well, you know, we've been talking about, I don't know how many people in chat right now, and I don't want to get upset, but I don't know how many people in chat right now have been on all the shows nonstop, because, I'm posting all over the place going, join us. I get these threads get going on my group even, and I'm throwing, you know, I post you at the top or I bump you to the top. And then they get off on these chats, and I keep throwing it in there. You guys want to have the conversation, then you got to get on these blog talk radios.
Right.
These are awesome. If somebody wants to know what a plan is, I'll tell you what a plan is. We have got to get libertarians and conservatives, Tea Party, We got to find out what Palin's doing. One of the things you will never find out from Palin is exactly what she's doing, just like Newt, because they're politicians. They have a lot to protect as well as what they're doing behind the scenes. I've got my feelers out in Palin. I've got my feelers out in the Paul group. I'm amidst all of the emotional boiling right now. I'm trying to, you know, look through all that stuff, you know, and make posts and watch what people are saying, because I'm looking. You got guys talking about going to the Libertarian Party. And of course, people have been talking about that for a long time. You got people talking about, you know, is somebody going to make a third party run? You've got things that I've seen where they've talked about Paul and Johnson merging together. You know, that'd pull a lot of people. You know, so there's a lot of things going on. So right now, the strategy is not overreacting. You know, I have people coming on my group. I will never tell anybody how to vote. That is not my goal. It's not my role. I don't feel it's my right or responsibility to say that. I've never been that way. That's why I get upset at people on my group when they get all upset about how people, you know, I'm not going to vote for Romney, I couldn't, or I'm not, you know, whatever. You know, it's like that Josh Tolley said, my vote is me. It's me and my constitutional right to express myself, to vote my conscience. That's people's choice. All we're responsible to do is to bring good information to bear. Where are we going to go? That's an individual. You know, I know people are probably going to go to Libertarian Party. I know people who are going to write in. I know people who are going to vote Newt. I know people who are going to write in Paul. So there's a lot of strategies out there, you know, and I think that between, like, Robert, Paul, you know, Rex and Tex and Mark and all these guys, you know, we're just trying to bring some sanity through the insanity right now, you know. And everybody who's listened to me knows what I've been saying is, because I stepped into the Paul group several months ago, you know, I've been trying to figure out a way to link arms and bring the Paul Libertarians and Newt Conservatives together, and that's my strategy right now. You know, we got till November 6th to solve this. So,
I definitely would like to hear some more from some more Palin supporters. I've got some requests on a couple of the earthquake groups. I guess the admins are a little busy answer requests, but I've got a couple of those in there. So hopefully, I'll be let in at some point soon, and then, I would like to get them on anyway. Actually, I just got approved on one. So definitely have to talk to some folks and try to get some dialogue together with them, too, to try, you know, get them on board.
Yeah, and I'll get over to the Palin sites. I still know a lot of people over there and put out some feelers. I just haven't had time, you know, to get over there. I actually did some posting on there the other day, and some people said, man, I haven't seen you in a long time. So, you know, I mean, that's where I started, was Palin, you know, in the early days. So,
she's the only reason why I voted for McCain in 2008. Yeah, I can't even remember his name. In 2008, you know.
Let me read you a number and blow your money. Go ahead.
Has Sarah endorsed anyone yet for other POTUS tickets?
No. Even today on Levin, she almost totally avoided it and talked about continuing to support state races and continued her typical Sarah overtones of, I hate moderates.
Palin, Sarah Palin's 2012 earthquake, and there's someone there that says, what is the deadline for third party? I say we make one big push while the treachery is fresh on people's mind. One last push to expose truth about Romney. We made a difference. We had enough to create broker convention rule. Convention had rules not changed. We can do this. There is still hope. So there's folks all over the place who are definitely, you know, on board of something like this. And hopefully, you know, we can, you know, I posted the show. Hopefully we could get some folks in here to talk about, you know, about Sarah Palin, because, I mean, I've always liked, you know, her as well. And, you know, so we'll see what develops all of that.
Right. Well, I want to go ahead.
I was just going to say Twitter's viral with the disgust as well. Even Michelle Malkin, you know, one of the pundits in a sense, or you know, even somewhat MSM, but you know, really her own person. She's still tweeting things out about the GOP power grab. And
yeah,
you know, let's not forget, even though the Rules Committee was beat down. And they did not pass those rules for this convention. A couple of things that they did do: they completely replaced the main delegation with handpicked
mm-hmm.
Romneys.
Yeah,
and that there was huge. That's a huge thing. Now, how can the national committee decide to replace a state elected delegation? How can they do that? What gives them that power? Now, if that isn't a power, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, private club. I mean, that's what they told the judge. We can do what the hell we want.
Right.
And so that means they don't give a crap about us. They don't give a crap about Paul supporters. They don't give a crap about true conservatives. And they just said that you're free to do what you want to do. Now, that's what we individuals have to make a decision. Am I going to stay there and roll over and vote party lines, or am I going to go vote Libertarian? Am I going to write in my candidate, or am I going to, stick with us, you know, this group of people that are trying to figure out how can we coordinate an effort and get that 34% and make a difference? Because protest votes are one thing. You know what I mean? That's one thing. But if we can actually win something, that's another thing. Sorry, Paul, go ahead. I interrupted both of you.
No, that's okay. But, you know, I've got to go back and read some of the GOP rules versus what's in the Constitution about forming political parties, because mm-hmm. there's some things there in the Constitution that I'm not clear on. I am clear on the national election, as far as state delegates and the Electoral College. But the political parties piece, I've got to go back and familiarize myself, better read it and learn it. I just can't fathom how a state delegation can just be utterly replaced by the national because they don't like who they're going to vote for.
Wasn't that cool? Wasn't that just like a sci-fi movie?
It is. Well, it's, you know, George Orwell.
God almighty. And we thought Obama was the bad guy. You know how many times I started everything I posted today from Mark America articles? I kept going dictator, .. and then I posted what I posted.
Right, and everybody thought it was Obama you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Folks, we do have a caller coming in. I'd like to let him in. I'm going to keep everyone's mic open, of course. But 828, you're about to be live. Tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Robert, it's Barbara Byers.
Oh, hi, Barbara. Thank you very much for calling in. And let me tell you, folks, Barbara Byers, this lady we have here on the phone, has been a very dedicated audience member of mine in the chat and just for the cause. So I want to thank her for all the time and effort she's been spending on what we're trying to do here. And if you could just go ahead and just tell us what's on your mind, Barbara, I really appreciate it. And thank you again for your dedication.
Thank you, Robert. You too.
Thank you.
Well, we've listened to you guys strategize like men do, and all the ladies in the chat are wanting to just feel bad and talk. We want you to wait and strategize tomorrow. We want to just feel bad and rant today.
Well, we did that earlier.
Barbara, it's not just men that strategize. I mean, hell, look, we got Sarah, a master craftsman at chess already.
Oh, I know, but that's what everybody's saying.
I thought Harriet was mad at me.
But area code 347-945-7428. And part of the show, yes, is, of course, to strategize to see what we're doing next and to cover, the days of the events. But if anyone wants to come in and vent, you know, just to be on air and just vent, you know, I don't have a problem with that. So if people want to, you know, go ahead and call that in,
347-945-7428. Feel free. It's good to be heard. And also, I think it will be good for the people when live and for those who listen on the archives to really see, not don't see, but, you know, hear, you know, what how people are really affected by what's happened. I think that, well, you know, I think they'll really bring it home to the people to know, you know, how this is really literally affecting people's lives. And I think it's important for people to hear that.
Well, everyone feels bad. Not so much, you don't mind losing if it's a legitimate race.
Bingo.
But when you see all the, you know, it was bad during the primaries when Romney pulled all his crap on everybody, not just on Newt, but on everyone that got in his way. And now that Obama's doing that to him, he's whining about it. Oh, call your super PACs off and do this and do that. But, you know, that was in the primary. This is a totally different. This is our Republican Party who we support, not only financially, but with our votes. And if they're going to do this to us, what else are they going to do? And so you can tell that if Romney would allow that to go on, you know how he's going to govern.
You're right.
Exactly.
You know? And so, I don't know, that's, so we feel bad not because we lost, well, we feel bad because we lost or Newt didn't get any support, but we feel like we've been stabbed in the chest with a knife because of what they've done to us. And I know you do too, Robert, everybody, not just the ladies, the men do too.
Oh, but, I do. I mean, I definitely feel betrayed by the party, that is for certain.
I mean, so instead of waiting until after the election to change from Republican to independent, I mean, like some of the ladies already are talking about, they're just going to do it online today. And if, like, every, I mean, it's not going to matter, you know, why wait till November? Do it today. Make a big stand. Show them that they did their tricks and we're leaving the party. We've been calling the RNC for months, telling them we were going to do it if they put Romney in there. So they did all their tricks and they did it. So maybe that's what we should do.
You know, there's been a lot of people pointing out that, you know, all the nays during that part of the convention were totally ignored by,
Speaker Boehner.
Yeah, it was totally ignored. It's my understanding that the nays actually were much louder than the yays.
You know what? I'm watching Rachel Maddow is already reported on this. I just posted it I thought I did. Hold on.
Of course, they'll disregard her because they'll just say, well, she's, you know, on that liberal MSNBC.
Oh, yeah, but it was beautiful. But, well, see, she's done some of the best reporting on corruption in this primary. But what happened is she starts talking about, you know, it wasn't, she shows the yay and nay vote where the nays were just as loud as the yay,
mm-hmm.
and Boehner goes, the yays have it, and then she rips it up.
Yeah.
I was just watching it, and I just posted it. Disgusting. So, you know, I'm sure that Ben Swan's going to be doing this too. So,
mm-hmm.
We'll have to keep an eye on him. Yeah, definitely have to keep an eye on him. And I tell you what, here's what I would like if people could do for the people listening live, people in the chat, people callers, and also people who'll be listening on this archive. It would be great if you could get a hold of, and what I mean by get a hold of is, go to Ben Swan's Facebook page and just really message
mm-hmm.
a lot to him to see if he would do an interview on the shows. I think that would be phenomenal. Now, he's actually a local newscaster for me, so I'm thinking, you know, logistically, it might be, you know, more of a chance of us actually getting him on Bard's Logic because, as I said, he's a local newsperson
right.
here in the town that I live, and I'll actually, you know, be able to open up a dialogue at least and have that kind of commonality. Of course, you know, the ideology, I think, is common, or at least you seem to feel, you know, pretty much on board with everything we've had to do. But I think, you know, logistically that could be it. So if people could message Ben Swan on his Facebook page, then, you know, and just say, hey, we really like to have you interview and hear your thoughts on, you know, on the whole process and how it went, and, you know, just asking more about the reality checks, you know, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the research or, you know, things of that nature.
All right, well, I'm going to hang up and go back to the chat. You guys keep up.
Tell all them gals I'm sorry that we were strategizing.
Good night.
No, if they'd like to come in and they would like to, you know, just vent for a little bit, I think it would be important to have that, you know, on the air for it to be heard. And I think, as I said, I think we give another side, another look at, you know, how this takeover, and that's how I look at it, this takeover, you know, has really affected people. So I don't have any qualms about that. If people would like to do that and just vent and be heard.
You want to hear a great article while we're waiting for somebody to...
Sure. Is it Turn Out the Lights, The Party's Over by Mark America? I get it.
I think that's it, yeah. Have you read it?
I haven't read it yet, but I was going to read it
it's
to
not
the folks.
It's not very
ahead.
Long. Okay.
No, go ahead.
He has the article he had before that was WTF, Romney Camp Removes Two Florida Committee Members. That was his earlier one. And then the new one was Turn Out the Lights, The Grand Old Party Is Over. That's it. You can shut down the convention right now. It's over. Romney Camp just shut down all dissent, and they rigged it that way. Twitter is awash with angry tweets from people who, from angry people who know this was a sham. John Boehner actually wielded the gavel without a hint of a tear, as he said, the eyes have it, and they didn't have it. And I think it was pretty clear that even if they did, this was a setup. I have the news for the GOP establishment. I am voting in November. I will vote for all the down-ballot candidates who are worthy of my support. I am not going to vote for Mitt Romney. Don't look at the page as though you've read the words of a man pledging treason. It is not I who rigged the primaries. It was not I who rigged the convention. It was not I who rigged the Rules Committee. All those things are actual treasons against the conservatives of America, and all those things were carried out by Mitt Romney and his legion. I am a small matter to it, but I will have my say. If the Republican Party wishes to commit suicide by Romney, they may do so, but they will do it without my help in this matter. John Boehner may have enjoyed his moment in despotic pleasure, and Rince Pubis may have been doing his master's bidding, but Mitt Romney had it within his power to put a stop to all this. But when tested by circumstances, Mitt Romney's fatal character flaws prevailed. The Republican Party is dead. It is time we get on with this convention and consider it a funeral. You're witnessing a party that will now fail, and I'm going to help it on its way. Some of you diehard Republicans who read this blog may wish to find other haunts. It is not going to be pretty. When I saw John Sununu begin to surface with regularity on Fox News over the last few weeks, I suspected the fix was in. His conduct of the RNC Rules Committee on Tuesday demonstrates that. I am a person who refuses to separate his convictions from his actions and choices. Mitt Romney could have done many things to gain my support and the support of many others, but rather than do so, he seized control. He used all of his pals and buddies to take over and make the voice of grassroots Republicans and Tea Party conservatives silent. Some will urge that we remain focused on November, and I agree, but my focus has irrevocably changed. I am out to defeat the GOP establishment in any and every form that may take. Note to conservatives, I will understand if you shall swallow your pride and your principles to vote for Mitt Romney, but do not come to this site to chastise me or others who refuse to join you. Your argument has consisted of convincing us that the Romnoids wouldn't behave this way, and at precisely that moment when they needed to prove it, they behaved precisely as we dissenters knew they would. Save it. Romney has his chance today he blew it. Amen, Mark America.
There you go. And right, he had the shot to do. You know, if he was, you know, the right thing, and you know, and hey, instead of making people sign these forms to make them feel either legally or morally bound to cast their vote for him, you know, or vote, why didn't he just go ahead and release his delegates and let the chips fall where they may, free up the delegates? And if he truly was the best candidate to go up against Barack Obama in November, then, you know, then, hey, there you go. Then it could have been an open process in which, you know, the freedom of the delegates would have been had, and they could have voted their conscience. And if they really thought he was it without the coercion, then, hey, there you go. There would be much less of an argument to be had against Romney and the RNC, for that matter, and actually, you know, and the GOP. But that's not the route they took, because they know. They know that Romney is the worst candidate to go up against. But they have the next-in-line-ism, you know, and, of course, you know, all the money he spent, the campaigns he probably, you know, contributed to with money, and they're indebted to him. I mean, there was a list of like 35 politicians who got money from Romney for their campaigns before they endorsed him.
Yeah.
And I think Nikki Haley was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Quick question. Article that you read, is that Chris that read that? Mark America.
Yeah.
Is that Mark Levin?
No, Mark America is a private guy, just a great guy.
Okay, that's fine. That was a few different questions on that stuff. That's okay.
No, that's all right. He's been one of the best blogger article writers through this whole primary. He's amazing. And you know, the other guy is Politigem.
It's who?
Yeah.
Politigem. You've never read any Politigem articles?
I might have, you know, in the beginning part of the
Okay.
In the beginning part of the primary.
I'll tag you with some of them. I got to dig them up, you know.
Yeah, no problem.
Huh. Yeah, I basically told. Oh, one other thing I wanted to throw out here, because we were talking about this independent concept. Remember, I said it was 38%. I was wrong. It was 40% last year. Independents last year, 40%, 31% Democrat, 27% Republican. You would think that a party that is losing the young people, losing the minorities, and losing the independents, and losing
and
numbers.
According to the Democrats,
you know,
losing the women vote, too.
Yeah, so you would think that they would pull thy head out and have done a few things differently. Unless they just plan on taking over and turn it into a dictatorship, you know, Romney
That's
style instead of Obama style. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, there's just yet another way. Obama and Romney are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's even their tactics. You know, continually hear about the Saul Alinsky tactics, and you know, Romney is just as guilty, and so was has been the RNC.
Well, and he's perfected them corporate style.
What's that?
He's perfected the Alinsky tactics corporate style.
You know, and that's the only way he could win if this good old boys club mentality of what the GOP is prevails in the courts. Right, because when he begins to govern, what the hell is he going to do? He's going to do the same thing Obama's doing. He's going to govern by fiat,
yep.
Executive order.
Yep.
So what's he going to do? I mean, unless we give him, you know, the House and the Senate, but then what the hell is he going to say? I want this bill to do this, and his boy Boehner and whoever it is in the Senate are going to just mosey along with him. My gosh.
Yeah. You know, he's talked about how he supports a line item veto, which is something that you would be able to trust with a candidate such as Ronald Reagan or even Newt Gingrich. But I would not trust a Mitt Romney with a line item veto.
Well, my understanding, that was struck down by the Supreme Court.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that's one of the things he said he supports.
Any good CEO would do that, right? Because the CEO, when he gets a budget bill, right, strikes out what he doesn't want. Because he strikes out what he doesn't want, they step up. And he says, this is what you got, right? That's what a CEO wants. Or that's what a CEO has in his arsenal. So for him to get a bill that he doesn't have some stuff in it he doesn't like, what's he going to do?
Well, he sure as heck ain't going to be unifying the House and Senate, because look how well he's unified this primary. I mean,
absolutely.
He is
just as divisive or more so than Barack, than Bozo. Oh, Bozo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at their personalities. You look at their actions. You look at the people they surround themselves with. They both surround themselves with these little dictator power, you know, animals that they do the bad things, and then we can bitch about Sununu or Tsunami or whatever his name is. You know what I mean? When really it was Romney. All that guy is he's just a tool, you know. And really, it's the guy at the top. I love Romney when he went on Ben Swan and said, "Well, I don't know what's going on at the RNC. That's their stuff, you know. I let the internal politics take care of themselves." Yeah,
and
I didn't know those guys, you know, were El Salvadorian death squads. You know, I just wanted their money. Oh, give me a break.
Well, it was his lawyer that walked in with those rule changes for the RNC to give him power by fiat. His own personal lawyer.
I have a question. How in the hell does a lawyer who is not part of the RNC, a lawyer, a hired thug, come in and sit down and say, these are the rules? Don't they have people who are voted into those positions that make those decisions?
Well,
I mean,
he wrote the rules, and then he gave them to Sununu and said, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a corporate dictatorship, and Sununu's is his boy.
Go ahead, say what you really want to say.
Sununu's, that's my term for him.
Did Robert leave?
No, I'm here. There's a guy trying to get a hold of me on Facebook, and I'm just responding to his message. I'm trying to get some Palin supporters to call in or come in, because I'd be interested in talking to some of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I can tell you, I think that Palin supporters like us, like the Paul supporters who have worked outside of the campaigns, you know, like the lawyers who are on Paul, I think a lot of that are going to be people who are kind of still guessing what's going to happen or not happen, because they're not in the camp. You know, they're people who are loyal, but the campaigns all kind of left them hanging a little bit. You know what I mean? Even Paul campaign, you know. I think all of us are a little bit, you know, I hate to say this, but I think all of us are a little bit kind of hanging out in the wet weather and kind of trying to figure out, all right, who's going to make a move? That's one of the biggest frustrations all of us had with the new campaign, was get me information so I know where we're going. It was terrible.
I think this is part of the chess game here. Because, you know, let's look at kind of battlefield tactics, right? Once you have a skirmish, or once you have, something like this happen, we just call it in the politics arena. Now, after there's a big win or a big loss or a big divide, you have to kind of gauge what the vacuum is. You know, where is the vacuum of the disenfranchised? And that is where you focus your opportunity. So
mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised to see the Newt, Sarah, Ron, and other folks in that kind of disenfranchised camp. How big is that vacuum, and how can we motivate it into action in which area?
Bingo.
Okay,
and we're
so they're, right game. Now they're gauging and measuring that vacuum by what's going on in the net space, and it's this. I mean, I would be surprised if we've got a couple of lurkers, you know, as those guests on here, right? Also, you know, the folks that just listen on Facebook, listen on Twitter, right, and all these other places where the vacuum
expresses itself, right? And then they're gonna, and then they're going to kind of figure out which of the pre-planned moves will work with that vacuum and the way that it's setting itself up. Okay?
Well, hello, so that's
kind of where my head is. If I was doing a chess game, that's what I would be doing right now.
Well, hold on, folks. I'm going to leave you two gentlemen's mic open, of course. But I have another caller you'd like to chime in, and that is from 910. So 910, I am opening up your mic, and what's on your mind?
I was just sitting here listening in, seeing what you guys were saying.
Okay, would you like to chime in, or are you just listening in tonight?
I'm just listening in for right now. If I want to chime in, I'll hit the one and bring up the flag.
Okay, there you go. I'll just leave the mic open if you want to just mute your phone and then just hit that, and then that would be the more practical way.
Yeah, bye.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess, I don't know if he hung up or if he just hit the mute button. I don't know if he's still there.
Let me go ahead, Robert.
I just want to let in 615, because someone else just called in on 615. 615, what's on your mind?
Yes, you asked for callers who support Sarah Palin.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you very much for calling into the show. We appreciate it. That's great. So what's your thoughts on today's events?
Let me turn my computer down here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah. We're coming through the computer. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
So what are your thoughts of today's events?
Disgusting. What happened today is just disgusting. But I was just listening to the gentleman talking just before I called and talking about what exactly – you know, needs to be done. Everybody's just kind of sitting back and waiting to see, okay, what can we do? That's where we're at now. What can we do? What do we need to do? We had a plan as part of the earthquake group, which, is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're part of the earthquake, the Sarah Palin's earthquake 2012 group on Facebook now?
Yes.
And
okay.
Everybody there had a plan. Sandra Bailey, who is the head of the group, you know, they had a plan. We went through and did work through that plan and everything. And now, you know, everybody's just kind of waiting to see what we need to do now. And I think that's the problem, is we need to get a plan worked up and put everybody to work taking care of that plan.
You know what I believe is one of the most important things we can do, what we're doing right now and what we're doing on our groups. I opened my group up, and I told the people on my group, I go, hey, you know what? You're going to be rubbing elbows with some Paul people and some Palin people and whoever else I can find out there, as long as they're constitutional conservative and they're not an a-hole, I'm going to bring them here, and we're going to work things out, and we're going to start to build a coalition. To me, and I started this a couple months ago, and it's slow because everybody's still been in the fight, you know. But now that the fight has just got our rear ends handed to us, and we've got our feelers out there. And the other thing I think is extremely important, and I'm new to these blog radios, what, a week, week and a half, Robert?
Two weeks maybe? No offense, Chris, but it seemed longer, but that's not because of you. That's because,
I know, I wear,
you know, every
I
day
wear
we're spending. Oh, no, it's not you, Chris. It's just, you know, we're spending as many hours as we've been spending on the air lately.
Well,
you know,
I'm glad.
Conference.
I mean,
you know what I mean.
When I found you guys, I was like, oh my God, I'm not alone. You know, because I'm just an ignorant black and white redneck. You know, I just stuck by my principles and what I believe straight through the primary, and you know, fought my battles. And then I'm like hearing these guys talk, going, oh, thank you. This is one of the most important formats that we can do. We need to. I've been posting these, and I've only done it in the last couple of days because I wanted to be really careful not to offend my fragile relationship on the Paul groups, you know, and being a new guy. And so I've just now started posting and drawing them in. I actually got a couple new Paul people on my site. We need to form a coalition. Now, I believe that the Palin new people is a natural fit. I mean, that's natural. I'm a Palin guy. I'm an Alaskan. You know, Palin and Newt are buddies. They've been friends for years. Newt defended her. He worked for the Tea Parties. It's a natural fit. So I don't think
Palin people and new people are going to have too much trouble getting together. I think that getting the libertarians and the conservatives together is where we're going to have a little some discussions. But I think that more and more and more of them are going to come this direction, or us that direction, because I don't believe we have to. I think it's a mutual thing. You know, we both have to reach out with our hand out and our armor down. But a lot of it too is the feelers. Where is the Paul group going right now? Because they're furious, and I don't blame them. I just posted some videos on the chat, and those main delegates, somebody got them on YouTube, because you know the Paul people are video, you know, they're the video masters. All this crap's going to be on all over the internet in a day or two. So,
sure,
you know,
and
they,
I just wanted to let you know, Chris, that 202, you're live.
Go ahead. Hey, thanks, Robert. Just dialing in. We just finished up dinner, had a little after-dinner conversation, thought we'd give you a call. See how
great
the conversation's going.
Good. We had someone from a Palin supporter from the Sarah Palin 2012 earthquake, but I believe the line might have accidentally dropped. Are you still out there?
Oh, bummer.
From the Palin earthquake group. No, it looks like the call dropped. I really hope that she calls back in.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get her friended and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're out there listening in the chat, if you'd like to call in, we'd really like to have you back on. So, but go ahead, Rex.
No, I was just calling in to, you know, let you guys know. I've been thinking about this stuff. We kind of talked about it a little bit. I actually had to lay down, take a nap, and then eat. But, you know, that if we're going to do this thing, you know, we're going to have conversations with the Libertarian Party, with the Constitution Party, all these other parties, and figure out, you know, what we can all do together with sort of the majority of the Republican base that is just so turned off that we're not going to be going with that piece of shit party anymore, and how we can forge a path to victory, because, you know, success has got to be over 19% because we've got to do better than Ross Perot. But success, for me, is defined in terms of victory. Time is short. And, look, the other thing is, those Romney shitheads infiltrated our movement, right? They were here under various names saying that they were Gingrich supporters and then coming out and bashing Gingrich, all right? So it's time for us to go infiltrate the Romney movement, right? But we got to form our own thing. When we form our own thing, we have to use our bona fides that we will have built up within the Romney crowd to pull those Romney shitheads out of the Romney group and into a real political party instead of being yes men for a bunch of statist tyrants. So we got to start doing this thing. We got work to do. You know, I don't give a shit that Romney is the nominee of a defunct political party. Who cares? That's awesome as far as I'm concerned, because his failure, his implosion will be of extraordinary magnitude on November 6th, but that's by design. And so that's not going to be my loss. That's going to be other faux conservatives and, you know, go along to get along then, conservatives' failure, but that'll be my victory. And we need to move forward to victory on November 6th, and we have to make sure that Barack Obama does not get reelected. And as I said earlier, you cannot defeat something with nothing, and we need to find what that something is, and this calls for extraordinary measures and extraordinary times, and we need to find extraordinary people who are not ego-driven people. And that's a problem with politicians. So we need to find a way to forge a coalition between the Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party, the people who are ready to mass exodus out of the GOP Party, and whoever the hell else is out there, because I'll be honest, I really don't know, and form something new, right, but not have it driven by the ego of one political candidate. And, you know, in this case, I'm thinking of, like, the only name I know actually is Gary Johnson, right? So, you know, something that's not driven by his ego, right, but build the thing for us and we'll come and you'll have a role in it, but maybe you won't be the nominee of it, because I don't know. I don't know anything about Gary Johnson or anything about that, right? And, you know, it just sounds like John Carter to me. You know, it's just one of those things. It's very plain Jane. I'm not saying his name doesn't matter, but, you know, just we need to have a conversation, and maybe you're the guy, maybe you're not the guy, but we need to have a conversation about that, and we need a forum where we can all get together and express ourselves. Maybe we do it
right.
do it. We don't need to do it anymore, get together at Tampa or some other stupid city. We can all do it virtually. We can all meet and we can all talk and we can forge something that could win and that will inspire others. But we have to not be ego-driven. We have to be success-oriented. All that matters is victory. Everything else is secondary.
And it could also be, you know, you mentioned a guy. It could also be a girl such as Sarah Palin. And speaking of Sarah Palin, I believe 615 from Sarah Palin 2012 earthquake page is back on?
Yes, this is Alice.
Great. Hey, great, Alice. I'm glad that you were able to get back, call back in. But I do have someone, and what I'm going to do here is I got someone on hold. So I'm going to let 571 in. But after I let you in, 571, if you would give the floor to Alice here on 615 for she can get some things out, and then 571, and then you'll be next, and then we'll go from there. So 571, you're in, but go ahead, Alice. I'm going to chime in with anything that you've heard from Rex or Tex.
The thing that I wanted to say is that I believe that the only person out there right now currently that can beat Obama is certainly not Mitt Romney, and I believe that that is Sarah Palin. I still believe it and will always believe that. I don't know what else to add to that. I do believe that if enough Ron Paul supporters would really investigate Sarah and see what she's about, I believe that they would also see that she is the best, because she is not the typical politician, and she is, I don't even call her a politician. She is definitely conservative, but yet she also, I believe, leans towards a whole lot of what the libertarian group stands for as well. And even I myself do. I mean, I even, you know, agree with some of what Ron Paul says, but I just believe that Sarah Palin is absolutely the best one for the job right now. And there is just not enough excitement and I don't know what else you would call it, but for Mitt Romney.
Morning.
But same
it's
thing
morning.
Right now that I think is really the worst is that so many people are just plain angry at being left out, conservatives. As you said, libertarians, and I believe you said another group. But anyway, you know, we're just plain angry and mad at being left out of the whole process. It's just wrong.
Can I help you understand something about the Paulin people?
well,
the Paul people and Sarah.
That's the new party, Paulin.
Yeah, really quick, Chris. I want to like really quick. I just want to let give 571, because I said I would give them the opportunity after she spoke to chime in and tell us when they're on their mind. So 571, who are you and what's on your mind?
Hey, Robert, it's Rex, and I'm going
to
yield my time
to
Chris. If you'll yield it back. Well, I'm calling from Brent's Pubis' phone. This is the last night I've got
his
office.
Oh, okay.
I will yield my time to Chris and yield it back to me when you're done, sir.
Okay. Yeah, it's very short. Here's something to understand. Us, Newt and Palin supporters, don't understand this. Paul supporters think that Newt and Palin are neocons, that we've got this whole, you know, big military might mentality, and they think we are part of the problem. That is your number one issue you're going to have to cross with Palin or Newt. And even though we don't believe that, they do. So just wanted to put that in there, and Rex, Tex, take it from there.
Okay. Well, I agree with that assessment, and I'll say that we've kind of identified the problem here. It's this issue of the candidate, okay? I think we're moving into 21st century politics, and it's not the candidate. I'm not saying you don't need a candidate. I'm just saying that focusing on the candidate is the wrong thing. We need to focus on the grassroots, okay? You focus on principles. You focus on party platform. You focus on the work you're trying to accomplish, and you find the candidate, okay, or you attract the candidate. And the way that you do this is you've got to have that conversation between libertarians of all stripes, because you've got left-leaning libertarians, you've got conservative libertarians, okay, you've got
fiscal libertarians, you've got libertine libertarians. You got to bring these people together. They're not one, you know, you can't just say libertarians as if it's one label and covers everything. And you've got your conservatives. Conservatives come in different stripes too. Usually we define ourselves because of our conditioning by the candidate we support. I'm a Gingrich guy. I'm a Palin gal. That's how we do it. That's not right. Focus on the principles. And then you can attract, if you do that, believe it or not, you'll also be able to attract some of these Occupy Wall Streeters. The only ones you won't be able to attract will be anarchists, because they kind of believe in opting out of a system. Well, we've got a system. If we don't have a system, you'll have anarchy. So the anarchists, just leave them off the table. They're not going to come play the game. But you've got to get the Gary Johnson libertarians. You've got to get the Campaign for Liberty Ron Paul libertarians. You've got to get the Palin conservatives, the Gingrich conservatives. You've got to have a conversation about where do we have points of agreement, okay? There are some things that are non-negotiable. For most of the libertarians, the non-negotiables are military expansion. That libertarians don't believe in having a military. It's just an issue of not wanting, you know, foreign adventurism. You have...
Nation-building.
Exactly. With social or Christian conservatives, you're going to have the issues of traditional marriage and pro-life, anti-abortion. Those are non-negotiable. So there are some things that are non-negotiable, and you got to put that out on the table, and then you got to have a discussion about it and make your case to convince the others. You're not going to convince all of them, but you can convince a significant amount. There's a very good libertarian argument for being pro-life, which may not come from a spiritual standpoint, but the result is the same. We'd be a pro-life party. You focus on the number one issue, in my opinion. The number one issue that will unite people is you focus on the Federal Reserve System and the corruption of money in our government. Because on that point, everybody agrees. And that's a very powerful and attractive statement. Ending the Fed is one of the reasons Ron Paul had the power that he had. That's been Ron Paul's thing since the beginning. And on that one, I'm 100% with him. And I believe anybody who supports Palin or Gingrich or Kaine, and even Johnson, that's an issue that can unite. The temptation is going to be to, you know, you come over to my guy, you come over to my gal. Well, that's a very short-term strategy, and I know we're short on time, but if you're talking about building something for the future and restoring the republic, then what you're going to need is to have those conversations and get people together. Right now, everybody's kind of pissed. Everybody's a little disillusioned. Everybody's a little tired. So it's going to be hard to have that conversation. So right now the only thing on the table is getting these people to at least agree to have the conversation and come together. We don't have a lot of time. The Democrats, coronate Obama next week. And let's face it, de facto, he's the guy that wins. You know, the real defeat here, we're not trying to defeat Mitt Romney. Romney's already lose. The issue is to defeat Barack Obama. So this can be done, but it's going to require, in my opinion, what would be ideal is you have a political convention, just like the RNC and the DNC, except you have it for all the voices, and you work these things out. You're not going to get them into one city to do this, but we've got tools. We've got the internet. We can make this thing happen virtually. I'm not sure how. I'm not a technology guy, but I know it can be done, and that's going to be where it's going to succeed. And you will need, because of the short time frame, you will need some personalities. Now, that doesn't mean that they're the candidate, but it means they're involved. There's no doubt about it. The most prominent personalities that you have to think about if you're going to do this thing, Sarah Palin, Ron Paul. Those are the two that have the largest following. I hate to say it because I think Newt Gingrich would have been the best president, and you cannot ever take away from Newt Gingrich what he's done for everybody in this country, even if you don't know it or agree with him. But Newt Gingrich built this Republican Party, and he'll keep fighting for conservative principles, but he'll keep doing it in the Republican Party. And like I said earlier on the Tex and Rex Extra show, I will never vote for another Republican, even if I like the guy or the gal. They're going to have the balls to get out of the party, and I'll vote for them. But if they're in this corrupt party, as good as they are, they will never get my vote. I'm not going to try to rebuild this thing. The Republican Party committed suicide today. Back to you, Robert.
Yeah. Yep, I agree, and that's if you got the opportunity to see that little picture that I have on the front page, that Mark Presley gave to me. I was in there for a little while tonight, and he's like, "Hey, Robert, I got a picture here that I think you'll not particularly like. Not that I liked it, but it's that you know
it's really on point with the way I'm feeling right now. You know.
Well, Robert, one thing I'll say though about that picture, there's only one problem with it. I will never let these bastards rest in peace. I will never let these bastards rest in peace. I'm going to torment the Republicans for the rest of their days until that party is just on the ash heap of history. I will, if
Very
any Republican
point.
Comes in my path, they will never rest in peace. I will torment them till the day that they die because they have just handed the Republic over to Barack Obama.
Yes, they did.
They betrayed everything they ever said they believed in. They said they didn't need us, and they don't like us, and they don't want us, except they want our vote, because that'll stop Obama. Well, screw you. I don't work that way. I'm not for hire. I'm not so scared of Obama that I'm going to vote for your piece of shit candidate. I don't function that way. You're gone. You decided to be irrelevant. We didn't decide to make you irrelevant. You decided that the states don't matter, and that the people that the states pick don't matter. You decided to rule by fiat. You decided to have a coup d'etat against the party, and now you killed the party. And so fuck all those people, and fuck you, John Sununu, and everybody else, and all your magic underwear is not going to help you as you go down into defeat in November and as you deliver our republic over to a communist.
Yeah. It's unfortunate,
yeah,
but, the anger's there.
For quite some time. I mean, you know, that's one thing that kind of, was a frustration during this whole thing was, you know, we would have people would, call us, I've been called the DNC operative and, oh, you guys want Obama to win. It's like, really, if I want Obama to win, why would I spend countless, and not just myself, well, why would we as a group here, the people who continually come to the shows, which we appreciate that they do, the folks who call in, have shows, why would we spend all this time away from our families, our friends? You know, we're not sitting in front of a TV watching unreality reality shows. You know, we're, probably missing, our kids' games, things of that nature, not playing games with our kids. We're doing this. You're right. Yeah, I'm doing all this because I want, Obama to win, and I'm fighting against the guy who they're saying is the only one who can beat him. Now, what logical sense does that make?
Exactly. Sit back and let the GOP run your life. Just vote for our guy, and you don't have to think. Except we totally sold you down the river, so shut up and vote for us.
Right, and I've got
Go ahead, Rob.
I just have a caller here on 903. I'm going to let in here.
Hey, Robert, it's Mary Lewis.
Oh, hi, Mary Lewis. How are you? Thank you very much for calling.
Sure. I've been listening almost every night, but I just hadn't gotten on the phone to talk or anything, but I know everyone's upset. I know I was in a rough day today, too, and I was sitting here thinking about all those Ron Paul, delegates having to be in Florida right now and go through the rest of this convention. Do they have to stay there? I guess they do, don't they, till the end?
Unless they can get an earlier flight out.
They could have got up and walked out. They could have got up and walked out.
They did. Many of them did.
Yep.
Why would you hang around for this crap at this point? Go to the beach. Just don't even show up at the convention.
I know.
Well, I was watching
the way they were
off
treated.
And on. Hmm. Yeah, I was watching off and on because I couldn't stand to watch it full on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of us could.
Right.
And one of the things that I noticed was a lot of empty chairs. And then for every person with a sign going, rah, 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 mit, 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 there would be five or six or seven people around them standing there looking like they didn't want to be there. The camera would pan really fast trying to pick up the little excited bunches.
Hey,
but the problem was there were so many non-excited bunches that you couldn't help but notice it.
Right.
And for you guys who weren't on here earlier, Rachel Maddox has already done a program on this, and I posted the link in the chat.
Okay.
So she's on it, and and I'm sure Ben Swan's going to do something on it soon too.
Well, I mean, I know we lost, but the thing is, I feel like everyone really should. I mean, I think they should be called out for all the corruption they did, and I think that. I think it's awful that they don't get in, that he doesn't get in trouble for anything. Romney doesn't, for breaking all the rules.
Well, We had lawsuit, you know, in California, and hell, a judge wouldn't stand on it, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, of course, the appellate court will probably rule tomorrow on it, so we'll know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Too late.
Right. I mean, like,
well, at least for this time around, but.
But what about the all the stuff that they said that he was over in Europe getting, you know, foreign money for his, and that's a felony and all that, and you know, and Gilbert
Romney
to come get him and everything like that. Well, so
Romney
like,
will never will anything get on him. This guy is so, he's like a duck in water.
Right. He's corrupt, I know, and he's like in charge and he's got all these people that are bad. I feel like that, like the mafia. But anyway, I just felt like calling in just because I felt sorry for. I mean, I've come to become friends with a lot of the Paul people, and just one delegate in particular. He's just been really good, and you know, keeps everyone updated, and just a great guy. And you know, I just thought about him, you know, him being in Florida, stuck there now with his family.
No, I'd leave. Yeah. I would leave. I'd be like, I'm out of here. Why waste my time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Robert, can I just chime in with something? Because I got a screen that I got to read a little bit before I go back to my other location where it's quieter.
Sure, sure.
Folks,
go ahead.
This conversation is continuing for those of you that have the resilience and can deal with the irreverence that Tex and Rex always deliver. But after Robert's show at midnight, from midnight to 2 a.m., we're running another Tex and Rex, so this will be the eighth and ninth hour of radio today. But
right.
I would like everybody to find us on the radio. This is our regular show. Call in number 646-649-1013. And we are talking about the title of the show, so the Tex and Rex show, but it's called Rebuilding the American Republic. And the point that I want to make, and I think this is very important because it's very easy to feel dejected. I can tell you that I'm tired to my bones because this has been a very, very tough battle, but we're not giving up and we're not ending this thing. And you have to understand something. What we're talking about here is the president. One position in three co-equal branches. Now, we know that the House and the Senate are useless because you've got Harry Reid on one end, and you got the crying pan on the other. And let me tell you something, Romney's going to be so effective at losing House seats and not gaining the Senate, it's not even going to be funny.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, the thing they're always going to hammer you with, well, you know, I know Romney wasn't your first choice, but you got to go with Romney because we need judicial appointments. Bullshit. Romney's going to appoint the worst freaking judges ever, so don't buy that crap, and don't even for 1 second be tempted to vote for these Republican wastoids, okay? But I want you to tell you something. This is America. We've got 50 governors and 50 state legislatures. That's our government before the federal government. Remember that the federal government is a creature of the states, and if you want to fix this thing, stop going to the top, go down to the roots. The movement is going to be about the grassroots, picking the candidate, not following a candidate, but picking a candidate who will do our bidding, not we do theirs. And it is going to be about empowering the states to fix this. You're worried about Obamacare, repeal, and all this bullshit? Well, let me tell you something. The states can nullify this thing, but they don't have the wherewithal to do it. And if you take a cue from the Ron Paul Revolution, you take over these states and you make them do it. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So join us for that, and I'm going to throw it back to you, Robert.
Would you, well, before you guys go and get things set up for that, do you have a link that you could put in the chat? For the folks to go ahead and get that prepped up in the browser.
Sure, I'll do that. I will absolutely do that.
Sounds good.
There's an article you guys got to read. It's GOP vote is in. No, we already read that.
Well, I thought you meant for Texan Racks. When this is just got here.
Oh, sorry. No, GOP vote is invalid, failed to allow Ron Paul nomination speech. It is Daily Paul, and it goes down through a little bit of everything that we were kind of trying to we were seeing things happen, but we weren't fully clear at the shenanigans that were being pulled, and this is starting to detail this stuff out, so I'll post that.
Is this Chris?
I'm not going to read it because it's long.
Robert, is that Chris talking?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What happened? What did I do?
She's just asking me if that was you talking. You're gonna put the a link to the article in the chat. Thank you. And there it is.
Right. There it is. You got to read. You know, it's long. It's not one I'd want to read because you know how it is when you're trying to read to everybody. You know.
Yeah, if it's over like five sentences, screw it.
Yeah.
Or at least
you know what I mean.
Well. Oh yeah, it is pretty long.
Or at least break it up into bullet points. Otherwise, who has the time?
Yeah. Well, this is good because it's starting to detail the stuff that we all were, you know, trying to figure out. What are they doing? Why is the bus there? It didn't get through security. What's going on? This is the details is starting to come out. And I posted a couple of videos on there that I've already come across. You know, the Paul guys, I mean, these guys must have cameras stuck in their foreheads or something, but you're going to see a ton of stuff come out in the next couple of days. You know, the main delegation being ousted, they're going down the hallway, being interviewed, just furious. You know,
we're going to see,
I mean, I don't know how they think that a party, which is, what did I read earlier, 27% of the population, and now it's pissed on the Newt, the Palin, the, you know, the Bachman, the Cain, the Perry, the Paul supporters. I mean, that's got to be 5, 8, 10 million people right there. You know, it looks like Santorum, you know, was able to keep his position, but the rest of us got slammed.
He's a weasel.
Yeah, and so I mean, we are going to tomorrow or today or tonight at midnight, you know what's going to happen? The real campaign against Romney is going to come out. We won't be able to keep up with all the stuff they uncover about this guy now.
It's going to be inundated with things about Romney. Every illegal act that he's been possibly linked to, giving
up
stuff.
What about all the stuff he's done in this primary? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
It's thousands of items.
RICO?
Oh, man. It's coming. I don't think Richard Gilbert has given up on anything. He's waiting for the appellate court, and this guy is furious. I mean, you've seen his videos. He gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know, he gets a little wild, but he is not a happy man. His friends, delegates have been stepped on. You know, he believes it's a crime what's happened, and this guy's furious. So if they don't put a bullet in his head, this guy ain't going to stop. He's going to be Romney's Achilles heel for life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was trying to say. Is like, you know, it's not like we're teaching. It's not a very teachable moment for America that he's done all these corrupt things and he's gotten away with it. That's why I look at today's nomination rather. You know, he's done all this bad stuff and he's gotten away with it. I mean, he's our nominee.
He only got away with it. Yeah, he only got away with it till now.
Temporarily.
Yeah. It's going to get dirty.
Yeah, well, look,
this
thing is Wile E. Coyote running off the cliff and he doesn't know that there's no cliff, there's no ground under him. You know, they're going to fall. But the thing is, I don't think that they care because what political organization would do this to their own supporters? They're filling the place with seat warmers. They know they don't have the support because the idea is not for him to win. At a certain point, a good general does not believe his own propaganda, right? You have to pay attention to the facts on the ground. And if you're filling the stadium with a bunch of seat warmers holding your sign, you have to realize that you have lost the fucking battle.
But I think some things have changed, Robert. In the sense that, I mean, even my some of my family have decided to get on with Romney because they felt like he had won and he was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to beat Obama, and so they've jumped on that. And I think that before,
I've got some friends who've done that.
Before it was like truly that people. They were faking and trying to get people in there to help make it look like people were supporting him. But now people, even though they don't like him, they feel like they don't have any other choice. And so so now when you see someone waving the little signs, it's more legitimate is what I'm saying. It's more truthful than it's fake like it used to be.
Well, and there's also something else that's happened too, and I already posted a site. There's a, you know, some of our ex friends that we figured out were Romney trolls a long time ago. You know, they got sites
right.
out there with Newt's face on it. You know,
oh,
and
yeah.
Newt supporters.
Oh my gosh!
Paul,
yeah, so-called Newt
Romney
supporters.
Paul. Yeah. So you need, and this is just a little hint for you Facebook people. Is you know, people are on groups or have groups. You know, I went to that site and went through their membership and, you know, saved it all to an Excel file so I could get back and clean my group out, you know, because, I mean, if that's their choice, because I made a post earlier today because a bunch of new people joined,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I told people this is a safe place. I will never be a Romney supporter. And I'm not here to talk about the Obama news of the day because it's boring because we already know who he is, and Boehner won't do anything about anything he does. So let's not, you know, let somebody else talk about that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm here to talk about our future and how do we save, you know, our republic.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what I did was I wrote a quick comment saying, you know, welcome all you new people, and for all you people who are going to jump on the Romney bandwagon, you are free to leave now as friends. But if you play games, we will not be friends. I mean, I'm an easygoing guy. Just don't hit me in the face because then you have a, you know, an Alaskan on you. You know, I just, you know, I'm not here to play games.
I'm happy
you
go lucky until you fuck with me, and then you got a serious freaking problem.
Yeah, I'm the same. You and I probably have very similar temperament, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm pretty easy on my group too, and I don't tell them what to say, when to say, how to vote. You know, it's just like, holy crap, people, you know, we're losing our republic. Actually, we lost our republic several decades ago. And the question is are we going to get it back? Well, we're not going to get it back with the GOP, and we're not going to get it back with the Democrats. So, hello,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, well,
Rex,
I don't know what we're going to do. Frustrated.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, it's a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a thing, but you know what? It's a challenge. They threw the gauntlet
mm-hmm.
down at us.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do? And you know what? This is God's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, this party sucks this bad. You really believe in this thing? Because you were praying. You were hoping that it could be fixed. He's saying, well, no, I looked at it. It's done. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to go along to get along? You're going to get your ass in gear, and you're going to give me something better. That's what we're stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just posted a new reality check. It's called Did Obama
cool.
really gut welfare reform? Did Romney really ask for it? So
yeah, no kidding. Let me tell you something. There isn't there is not a person with a brain in their head that thinks there's one. These Republicans, I've been listening to little bits and pieces of these guys during this convention. And I'm going, how can you even say that? You know Romney will not do that. You know what you're
saying.
Because
they're idiots.
And it's sad because some of them are pretty decent people, and they don't feel they have a choice, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here thinking, Newt is so brilliant and has the experience, and I just was so hopeful he would, you know, if we'd had the broker convention so that he'd have a chance to be president. But, you know, and I don't understand why so many other people didn't feel the same way. And I feel like, you know, if you think about it, our world today wants someone like Obama that's someone they can listen to, be inspired. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, having to go to those churches that have, you know, hundreds of people that have someone up there just telling them what they want to hear just to get their, you know, their blood going and getting them excited about things. Where you know, Newt was probably the best one for the job, but because he didn't have the personality that was, you know, a draw, and that could, you know,
But it has a lot to do with money, too. You know, how much money they'll just use to, you know, a negative ass to just practically try to destroy them.
Yeah. That's true, Robert, and I think that should be reformed. I mean, that's terrible. I think the super PAC things are awful. I mean, that our government has turned into that. You have to have that much money.
There's a small part of me, it's a really small part, that says, you know, maybe if you make it, you know, if you have a certain amount of money, you just can't run for president. I mean, you know, I'm saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but there, you know, it's kind of a part of me that you know, would like that. And I believe I got Samuel Sanford on the line, so let me bring in Sammy.
Good. Yay.
Hey, Sammy,
everybody.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Hi, Sammy.
I'm sorry for being gone so long. I just had to see Cindy Todd off. I didn't.
No problem.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for coming in. We got about 9 minutes. Uh-oh, what?
Okay. What's uh-oh about, Chris?
I heard Chris say uh-oh.
I know.
He's maybe watching that video.
Oh, okay.
He
just
disappeared. Maybe he'll be back. Hopefully he'll be back.
Yeah, Cindy.
Well, go ahead, Sammy.
Yeah, Cindy's just a dear friend. I mean, she lives in Central Florida, and I live in Northeast Florida, and it's just, she's been such a big part of my show, like Robert and Dan and Rex. I mean, that's what we got to keep going, though, because we've got a bond here with us real conservative people, and we just got to reset our goals and reset ourselves and see where we're going to go next. And in the next few days, maybe we need to reevaluate which part of action we're going to take, because as y'all know, and I'm only going to mention his name one time, I will never, ever vote for Mitt Romney. It'll be a cold day in hell before I vote for that idiot.
Well, let me add this,
Sammy.
Go ahead, Romney. Sammy, you're right, Sammy. It's Romney.
Did you just
I'm watching the
ultimate
video.
The ultimate insult.
I was watching the stupid reality check video. Sorry.
See, that's what I thought he was doing.
Here's the uh-oh. When Romney said that the difference between him and Obama is the work requirement for welfare, you know, how they talk about we want to have, you know, people be able to do part-time work and this and that and the other so that we don't permanently force people on welfare. And he was saying that, you know, he was saying that he asked for that as governor. Yes, he did. That was true. But remember that interview was very short. He only asked Romney a couple questions. But he also said that that's where I differ from Obama. Well, that only got 4 Pinocchios. That was a lie. It was a lie because Obama has basically said the same thing. I want to pass this off to the states, and I want to make sure that they have the work required, you know, the facilities in place that people who are on welfare can work part-time, this and that and the other. So Romney lied, and he was just told by reality check that he lied.
But I also want to thank people like Robert. I'm not sure who all is on the show or in the chat, so I'm not at my laptop. But I want to thank all the new supporters that have supported my show, that have supported Rex and Tech show, that have supported Robert's show. There's a bond there that I don't think can ever be broken. And I am more determined now with being here in Tampa and hearing the hogwash directly from people inside the convention.
Oh, yeah.
I know what's gone down here, and you'll never see it in the mainstream media, but at least I can help bring it to you, and Robert can help bring it to you, and Tex and Rex could help bring it to you. And that is a great honor and privilege that we had this inside connection, and we'll leave that one alone because at this point that name still can't be mentioned. And it's an unknown person, and I love that person to death. But let's keep up the fight. Don't lose the faith. Just remain strong, and we're going to regroup. Robert, Tex, and Rex, and probably Mark, we will probably get together on a conference call one day real soon. I probably want to be doing a show tomorrow night, but I will see. It depends on how I feel tomorrow. I mean, right now I'm kind of bummed out, but
indeed.
You sound right, though. You sound real energized and good.
Thank you. I just, I might put together a show tomorrow. I just will have to sit. We already got a show scheduled, but we'll, I'll see how I feel tomorrow when I wake up.
Right. Well,
but,
what you find out that's going on in the at the convention that you want to share.
The convention's over with now. I mean, they've already.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I mean, and if you ever want to call me, you can get my number from Robert. Ask Robert and I am. He'll give you my cell phone number, and you're welcome to call me, and I can share it later to you in person on telephone, unless you already have my phone number.
No, I don't have it.
Okay, and but you're more feel free to call me. I mean, most of the people online already have my cell phone number because I gave it out on my show.
Right.
That's how open I've been, and I just I guess I was a little bit too open there at the time. But God bless you all. I'm going back off. I know Robert's show's coming to an end, and Tex and Rex are getting ready to get cranked up, and we'll be out here, and we will be regrouped and do what we have to do to take back our country from Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Thank you very much, Sammy. And yeah, there is only about 3.5 minutes left. So
okay.
I'd like to
love you all.
You too, Sammy.
Bye.
Take care.
Sammy.
We will see you at Tex and Rex Show. And yes, everyone else, if you could just slide on, I believe they put in the chat the link to the Tex and Rex Show. If people want to move on over there after this show, that's great. But I'd like to thank everyone who called and everyone in the chat and all the participation. And if you listen to this live or archives, thank you very much for staying for in part or all of the show. And we will have another show tomorrow night. I don't know exactly what time it will be. I might still stay on the 10 until midnight, that it has been for most of this week. But we'll be talking more of these topics over on the Tex and Rex Show. Take care, everyone, and good night. And I will end this show as I do on my other normally timed shows, kind of just to wind things down for me. And please enjoy the song.